Hello and welcome back to the Journey of Self-Care podcast, Going Beyond Beauty Products. I'm your host, Kelly, and on this podcast, we dive deep into topics of mind, body, and soul self-care. Season 2 is coming. I am so excited to get back into your feed and look out for new episodes every other Monday starting on May 2nd.
You got me going, 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 going.
So on this season, I'm going even deeper with self-care. And what's really lighting me up right now in the world of self-care is what it means to transition from the pandemic era into the endemic era. And I'm not really talking about world health, but I think we can all agree that like we've been through some stuff in the last 2.5 years. And it really is kind of a once in a lifetime thing where a lot of us have gone through similar situations all at the same time. We're all kind of like in the same place right now. And it really is a place of transition. You know, we really are looking back at what has happened and how much things have changed. You know, really trying to process what has happened over the last couple of years and really trying to figure out where do we want to go in the future. We're in an amazing transitional phase right now. I think that we are at the beginning of a collective healing journey. And that's what's really getting me excited about how we can use self-care right now in this very moment, how we can use our inner journeys to start to begin that healing journey, to start to move forward into a better future, because we're all at that transitional point in our journey where there are multiple new paths in front of us right now. Doesn't it feel like you have a lot of choices about what direction your life could go in right now? And maybe it's a little bit overwhelming, but it is a new phase. And we can make the choice of where we want to go, how we want to move forward in the future. And that's how we're going to use self-care. That's how we're going to use our inner journey. And I really feel like the best way to move forward is to make sure that we're moving forward with healing. And that's really where this season is starting, is with the healing journey, because we really do need to look at what remains after everything we've been through. What remains? What's worth keeping? And what's worth letting go from the past? You know, because we can't go back. We all know that by now, right? We can't go back to the way that it was. And in fact, a lot of us don't want to because the cracks are so obvious now. The things that weren't working, we know we can't go back to. And it really is helpful to go on that healing journey and really start to acknowledge what remains, what stays, and what goes. So on this season, I'm going to continue to share my stories, my insights, and my lessons from my journey. Plus, I'm going to be speaking to my friends, to creators, and just to human beings that I admire. And we're going to be exploring all things self-care here on the podcast. Some housekeeping things you need to know for season 2. I am moving to a release schedule of every other Monday. Now, I did take a really big break in between season 1 and season 2, and honestly, it was a lot longer than I had originally planned for it to be. I definitely needed some time and some space to really start to plan this podcast, and I knew I wanted to do more regular episodes for you, but I also knew I needed to do it in a way that is sustainable for me as the creator. So I really do feel like every other week episodes is going to allow for me to upload on a really regular basis for you without taking big long breaks, and also allow for a schedule that gives me the time I need to work on these episodes and have these conversations, real juicy, good conversations I'm really excited to share with you. It just gives me more time to spend on the podcast. I'm so excited for season 2. I hope you are as well. And if you want to support the show as we're getting ramped up with the new season, you can follow the podcast wherever you're listening to this extended trailer right now. Follow the podcast if you're not already. That is going to make sure that, you know, the podcast episodes are coming into your feed every other week as they are released. You never miss out on anything. You can also rate the podcast, rate in the Spotify app if that's where you're listening. You can just rate it with stars. It's super simple and it's so appreciated. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can do the same. You can rate it with stars, or, you know, if you have a little bit more time, you can even write words. Any little bit that you can do to support the podcast really helps it get discovered by new listeners. And if you're, you know, so inclined to share any of the episodes that really resonate with you on social media, please do so. I have just launched the Instagram page for this podcast. That's right. The journey is on social media now, and I'm really excited about it because, you know, in podcasts, the format of podcasts, it's difficult to really build like a community where we can talk with each other. And that definitely has its benefits, but I really do want to create a community around this podcast, and Instagram really felt like the right way to do it. So if you're really into this podcast, you want to get episode updates, dive a little bit deeper into these topics, please follow the Journey of Self-Care podcast on Instagram. I'm going to put that link in the show notes too. And this is just going to be a place where we can gather together and talk about all things self-care. If you want to shout the podcast out on social media, which I would really love, if you shout it out on Instagram, please tag me at The Journey of Self-Care Podcast. And another way to support this one woman show is to use the link in the show notes to buy me a coffee. This is totally optional. I feel kind of weird bringing it up, but it's totally optional. Just know that the very best way to support the show is to listen, share, and review it. But if you want to go a little bit further, I do have a buy me a coffee page where you can donate to the show. This money is going to go towards the costs associated with running this podcast, the monthly hosting fees, the editing software fees, and also the fees associated with equipment. So totally optional. But if you feel like this podcast has helped you out, if you are in a position to be able to give, that is a great way to do it. So make sure that you are following this podcast and tune in May 2nd for the very first full episode of season 2. I am so excited to continue this journey with you, and I just want to let you know you're doing a great job. I'm sending you so much love, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.